All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, as you know, one of the ways that you and I were really down with rap music, like famously down for it, mm-hmm. And very knowledgeable about it. And one of the ways that rappers get in, you know, kind of get into the game is starting feuds.
Oh, or I think as they call it, beef.
Sure.
Yeah.
I love beef.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, so it's a
It's here, woman.
Exactly, woman asking. Yeah, we're starting some Kobe beef, some high quality beef.
Yeah.
So I was looking online and wanted to figure out if I could find a rapper to ally ourselves with.
Okay.
And I don't know if you knew this, I am a long time Ja Rule fan. I'm the king of the Ja Ruligans, the fan club. I love the Rule. Ja Rule's rules. That's me.
Yeah. Ja Rule is your second favorite Rule, only after King K Rule.
Yeah. King K Rule and the Golden Rule. Mm. So I've been hanging out with Ja Rule.
Okay.
It's been pretty fun. However, we were at the club. Yeah. And I'm sorry I didn't invite you.
No, well, that's fine.
But I mean, you're going to be happy that I didn't invite you because I got shot.
Oh, Gary, no.
Yeah.
Gun violence is an epidemic in this country.
You know what? I know. I tried to explain that to the guy who shot me. it didn't work.
This is a self-perpetuating cycle.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, I'm very sorry that you feel this is the only way you can advance.
No. It's not mortal. Okay. I just shot in the shoulder here.
You just winged it. Yeah.
But I wanted to invite you over, because the doctor, I told him, I was like, hey, this, you know,
this hurts
a lot.
Dr. Dre?
it was Dr. Dre. Not the one from Eminem, but the one from YoMTV Raps.
Right.
Yeah. And I was talking to him and I was like, you're not a real doctor. And he said, no, just stay still. Let me gas you. And then I was like, okay, this hurts really bad, doctor. But after it's done, can I have the bullet?
Okay.
You know? And he's like, you know what? I understand your desire for a souvenir. And he's going to send it to me here. It's in this medical, or he sent it to me. It's in this medical kind of thing. And I wanted to take a look at the casing with you. The evidence.
Yeah. Let's
see who shot me.
Oh, sure. Look at the ballistics marks, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, well,
and
here,
not just the shattered ruins of my shoulder, exacerbated my, bursitis.
Oh yeah.
And, I will never play air hockey again, which is going to bum out Ja Rule.
Oh no.
He loves the Hawk.
Yep.
Man. Okay, let me open this and then empty this on the table here.
You opening the medical thing? Okay.
Yeah, it's been in my body, Cole.
Okay, all right.
Sorry, it's warm. it's medical waste technically.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Let's inspect it here.
Okay.
Got my jeweler's loop.
Okay.
That's weird. There's tiny writing on it.
It's like a numeral.
Yeah. It's a,
holy shit, Scaramanga, Gary. This is a golden bullet.
Oh shit. didn't expect that. I did. Well, you know, when you cast your lot with Ja Rule, you become Ja Fool. Let me see under the thing here though, where it's, oh hey, there's a 50 caliber bullet.
Holy shit.
Of course, and there's a price tag on it.
Hmm.
You know, I saw that documentary. This cost 50 cents at Walmart. And look at the urinary crystals. Blood?
No, silica.
Sense.
Wait a minute.
Blood and sand.
Oh my god! Cool. Wow. Awesome.
I've never been happier. I've been married. I've never been happier than I am that we're doing this game. This is the wedding day for after suffering.
This is the happiest you're ever going to be. Like,
it's all downhill from here.
Fuck your future son. Like, watching him buy his first microphone. No, this is it. This is the moment. I'm so happy we could share this, Gary.
Unless I can get him to get into this game. Like, I'm gonna will it to him. I'm gonna have a will that has one line item. Everything else can get thrown in a dumpster. Just my copy of 50 Cent Blood in the Sand goes to my firstborn.
It's like that comic that's a Goodbye Cool World.
Yeah, exactly.
Gary, what's your name?
I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And this is Abject Suffering, the show where we play the games that you vote for from time to time, and you do us such a kindness.
Oh, yes. You're just angels. Angels, all of you. And this week, we are talking, or this month, rather, because this is a premium Exquisite Suffering episode.
Oh, that's really, this is going to move units.
Oh, yeah.
G-units. Yeah.
yes. So under the Abject Suffrage Initiative, you have chosen 50 Cent's Blood on the Sand, a 2009 game by Serpentine Swordfish Interactive.
Studios.
Oh, Swordfish Studios. Serpentine Interactive is a different thing.
Before we get into this, I want to make a, because every once in a while we do one of these games like that's been done to death.
Of course.
I want to say there's like a lot of YouTube guys who have made a lot of jokes about this. Like, this is a famous game.
Bitch took my skull.
It works. Like, what was the last thing I'm thinking of that we did where I was like, this is really famous for being bad, but this is so noteworthy and fun. Like, there's another Abject Suffering game that I had this very strong reaction to that, like, I know this is for like the YouTube Scream Boys to play, but
yeah,
at the same time, it's genuinely that remarkable. Like, it is not overrated in any way.
I don't know. I can't remember.
I don't remember anything.
Nope.
Yeah. Goodbye. the last run. Yeah. So the, I love this.
Oh,
everything about it is as funny as it was supposed to, as I thought it would be.
Oh yeah.
And then it's funnier in execution. Like, I'd read about it before, but then actually seeing it is even funnier. And then today on the way here, I listened to some 50 Cent and it wasn't very good. It wasn't very funny. But that's like the kind of sad part. I shouldn't end with that. But
right.
This is great.
It's funny because it's so self-serious.
It's the kind of bad. It's not trying to be over the top. This is not Typing of the Dead overkill.
No.
This is not that. Like, this was made, somebody was like, yes. Mm-hmm. Like, I believe in this. Like, I believe in the power of 50 Cent and like that he should be able to like survive a bunch of grenades.
Oh yeah. I believe that 50 Cent will perform a concert in what appears to be a full combat harness.
He has to wear it. Like, he was so locked and loaded and ready to go. Like, real quick, I don't want to spend tons of time on this because if we do, it will make people mad. But like, so if anything in this game that is racist that we repeat is not our words.
Right.
And we're going to make a lot of jokes about the kind of culture that led to this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That I do not mean to be racist.
Right.
Hip hop music is great. It's a thriving art form. I respect a lot. There's also every once in a while, there's this like self-serious, self-aggrandizing side to it that produces something this miraculous.
Yep.
And I'm not going to ignore that this is like a product of this specific guy, but also this culture.
Right. Like this particular culture and, like this guy who was kind of the king of it for like 5 years.
Oh,
and
yeah. He was the third most rich, like the third richest or second richest rapper.
Right.
And, after Kanye.
Yeah.
For a long time.
And immediately set his sights on any other form of media. And you can tell he looked at like
media. have you read the Wikipedia on 50 Cent, Cole?
I mean, it's everything.
There was going to be 50 Cent branded plutonium.
I didn't see that. My God, Gary, you went way deeper than I did.
Yeah, not plutonium. I'm so hoping 50 has the new
Jesus.
Platinum though. So 50 Cent branded like platinum, like the material, because he met with this like South African billionaire miner about purchasing his platinum mine, which I'm sure was ethical as fuck.
Yeah. only the tiniest hands can get that platinum out of the earth.
Yeah, you just really gotta get out of there. But like just 50 Cent just being like, platinum? Yeah, I want that. Yep. Water? I want that. Clothing, I want that. Headphones, I want that. Like, everything is just like there needs to be a version of it that is 50 Cent branded.
Yeah. And so 50 Cent here in the kind of like the middle 2000s looked at the thriving first person and third person shooters set in the Middle East section. It's like, yeah, I want that. I want to be there.
Yeah.
And then created this thing where he cast himself as an action hero. And this isn't like the Get Rich or Die Tryin', or he had a PS2 game before this, Bulletproof. There we go.
Yeah.
Which was like a little bit more, well, I guess Bulletproof wasn't straight laced, but like
But slightly more than this.
Right.
Because this is the best premise for a video game. Like, this is the funniest, like, premise for a video game.
Oh, really?
That is. I think I've seen. And he just wanted in on this. And then, you know, he's in it. Like, he's the star. It is such, like, a monumental work of ego. And not necessarily in a damning way. Just in kind of, like, man, I'm going to see my... Of course I can do this. Like, of course I'm the kind of person who could survive this kind of, like, video game thing. And I'm just going to be myself and have my buddy with me.
Yep.
The whole time.
I can just bring my crew in. Again, you know, just we're going to use the terms. I'm sorry. We're going to bring my crew in. And, you know, we're not even really going to commit to the lines. We're just going to say, yo, I'm reloading. And
the fact that the line deliveries in this make it a lot better for me.
Yep.
It's got like a Lynchian quality to it.
It really
like the
does.
The kind of audio visual with the deadpan, like, dead vocals, you know, dead line deliveries and everything. Like, it is so surreal. And just and here's the thing, like, easily one of, as far as how it plays, easily in the top five games we've done for this show.
Oh yeah,
easy.
I mean, this is
by a mile. This is
it's
pretty
a pretty
good game.
Competent, like, third person shooter, and there's so much to recommend this, and there's so many things that I wish more games would take from this. Actually, the worst thing about it is, like, the level and scenario design, and even that just, like, is a regression to the mean of stuff that was happening around this time.
Exactly. Like, at the worst part of it is average, and then the theming. Like, the play is, like, average, but, like, plays perfectly serviceably. And then the theming, like, carries it to where I just want to see these lines and these things happen. And just, like, 50 Cent, like, help his buddy up a bunch.
Yep. And what's amazing about it. So, you know, I did probably about an hour and a half of this, you know, just I've been sick recently. As Diarrhea Jones would say, I've been keeping it liquid. And so
who's Diarrhea Jones?
It's Tim and Eric sketch with the D pants.
Oh, I forgot that was his name. Okay. Yeah. I was like, I know the D-Pants. I didn't know his Diarrhea Jones. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Huh. Yeah, no, I didn't mean to share too much information.
No, it's okay.
I thought that would be Spike and Seth.
He's got a new landlord.
Diarrhea Jones, he owns my house.
He owns everything. He owns your spaghetti house.
Yeah.
Yeah, he owns everything.
Yeah. No, so I camped out and I played, like, a good long while of this, but I didn't see everything. I wanted to get the full breadth of what was going on. I play, all right, well, I'm gonna watch the cutscenes, right? Like, it's like half hour of cutscenes in this game. I figured that's where all the crazy stuff is gonna be. Nope. That is just dialogue and setup. All the crazy stuff is gameplay.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, the dialogue in the beginning and setup is really crazy.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, the beginning of this is my favorite opening of, like, a video game.
Okay, I was gonna see what kind of qualifier would come after that, because
I just mean in general, movie, book,
yeah,
like, you know, life, orgasms I'd once had and will someday have again. The
Saeed fled across the desert and 50 Cent followed.
Yes. Like, it is the opening to this is so, because again, I've talked about this before and, like, I've read the premise of this. Seeing it articulate, though, is so much weirder than even the description of it.
It comes because, out of nowhere. It really does.
The description of it, nobody told me that, like, because I knew. So here's the basic. Well, we'll just talk about the intro real quick. So 50 is playing a concert. And man, if you are listening to this and you don't know about this game, like, God bless you. Like, you are having a good, like, I'm very happy that you're going to be able to hear about this, because I remember where I was when I first heard about it. And, so you, 50's playing a concert in the Middle East, an unnamed country, to avoid being more racist than it ended up being.
which is moderately.
Yeah. Which is, you know, considerably, you know, for a game that you just, like, mow down unnamed brown people terrorists with no context.
Right.
So he plays his concert, drops his mic. He goes to get paid.
It's like the scene out of Spider-Man.
yeah, exactly. The promoter's not going to pay him. His buddy, in one fluid motion without any discussion, just tosses him a shotgun. Yeah. God, do I love that. Like, just like, no, we knew this was going to happen. This happens to us all the time.
Yeah. Like, when you know, this is a matter of course. This is daily business. If the payphone doesn't give me back my coins...
Exactly. Yeah, I wanted orange soda, not lemon lime. This just happens all the time. Like, 50 plays Madison Square Garden and just has to hold up, like, the guys who promote him. The guy can't give him his money. He's about to get killed by 50 Cent for not being able to pay for a concert.
I mean, like, dusted point blank with a shotgun. Like, yes, I'm amazed that he wasn't pissing his pants. Like, he should have been filling his shoes.
Well, do you think that it's fair to say that the rapper 50 Cent overreacts during this game? Do you think overreaction?
I think
how many human lives is it worth the cost of one 50 Cent concert? Because that's the philosophical question this begs us to ask.
Well, Gary, if you have to ask that, you've never been to a 50 Cent concert.
Oh, that's probably true. If I'd been there, I would have been like, dude, how, like, drone strike it up.
Like, no, I mean, so I think that my counter to that question would be, I think 50 Cent is operating with a mind like water. You throw a stone into water. Does it overreact, underreact? No, it reacts according to what the size of the stone, right?
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah. You know, and also, like, birds got to fly.
Yeah.
You know, like, 50 Cent is going to do 50, and that's kind of his whole deal.
Yeah, I mean, it just, if you walk into an encounter with 50 expecting anything different,
you're the fool. Yeah. You deserve to get murdered, and your entire town deserves to get murdered. Like, everyone in your zip code deserves to get shot. Yeah. If you expect 50 Cent to not fuck you up.
Okay, so let's hit pause on this VHS and then go over to the other deck and press play on the other one, which is quite possibly the negotiation that had to happen to make this game, which I assure you involved Curtis, or whatever his name was, sitting in a waiting room at some point being handed a bottle of coconut water.
Yeah. Well, this is pre-coconut water for sure.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Maybe like a clearly Canadian or something.
Mm, yeah.
Here you go, LaCroix boy.
Yeah. Okay, so let's pause that VHS. I just wanted us to see what the real world of this was like, and then go back to 50 Cent literally holding a shotgun in the face of this Middle East concert promoter.
Yes.
Like, why doesn't this guy? So I thought that this concert was taking place in Madison Square Garden. The person who runs that doesn't operate out of like a shitty basement, like janitorial closet, does he? Because here he does.
Yeah, it's the place where this takes place is pretty low rent.
Yeah.
So the funny thing, here's the thing I like, just really breaking it down about the description for this game, is that there are layers, right? Like, so already, you know, 50 Cent is willing to kill this concert promoter with a shotgun at point blank range, like it's nothing, and probably avoid prosecution because he's done this before, clearly.
Right.
Then the promoter, and then, so I was telling one of my coworkers about this today, and then. I was saying, yeah, then he doesn't have the money for him. So he agrees to pay him in a diamond encrusted skull, you know, creating the Black Star crossover we all didn't know we wanted, you know?
Yeah. They say it is it's the skull that belonged to a woman of surpassing beauty. Right. But no, I'm sure this is a major Tom. Like this crash landed and a woman with a tail picked it up.
Yeah. When you tell my wife, I love her. This is the wife. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Right?
The amount of money that he is asking for to be handed to him in person is $10 million.
Yeah, does he just walk away with a garbage bag full of 20s? Like every time he does a concert, like, oh, this is literally money there's so much money that's hard to lift. This has happened every single time I play a concert, and then I just go put it into what?
Yep. No, we got DJ Woo Boy backing up with the forklift.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, but don't worry, he doesn't need to get paid. I'll take this crystal skull for my mantle. Fuck the crew. Fuck the people who work at the vet. Like anybody who would get paid, you know, this is not non-fungible. Like the you cannot split a skull easily, unless you have a shotgun. Like,
well, I mean, unless you're Krognar, the hammersmith.
Yeah, exactly.
At which point, yeah.
And it's going to lose so much value. If Resident Evil 4 has taught us anything, you don't want to separate these diamonds out of the skull.
No, no. I mean,
so
just
50's just like, listen, like I get the money. He's staying right next to his buddy who presumably did a little bit of rapping during that show. Like, I get the money. I get this fun toy because I am 50 Cent. And I will kill anyone who disagrees with me. Like, and I don't think he's like that in real life. I mean, just the character, the way he's portrayed in the game. You know?
Right.
Then, you know, they're leaving in this armored car. The promoter, who I'm sure, like, I heard that, like, I read that everyone more or less double crosses Curtis during this game. He's real, like, snivelly.
Gary, I'm sorry. Curtis is only for people who are close to him.
I forgot I was a Ja Rule again. I'm on the other side of the divide.
Gary, don't be ludicrous.
Okay. Florida. So he's going to betray him because he's just like, you think the gangsters own the streets here? They own the entire city. And then during a big action scene, the skull gets stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And your sidekick of choice decide to kill literally anybody who stands in your way in pursuit of material wealth that at this point was a tiny fraction of 50 cents net worth.
Right. Because for one night's work, he was looking at, this might have been like a 6 month residency, who knows?
Like, sure,
I could see him being like upset.
You're
the context,
resident.
Really.
Yep. Yeah.
You're the resident 50 cents.
Yeah. I mean, we used to have Gingy and now we got you.
I mean, Celine Dion has to do this all the time.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But she goes and gets like, you know, Penn Jillette to go unpleasant them into atheism. And then
the gold
libertarianism.
Yeah. So there's something that we kind of glossed over that I made specific note of, because when Anwar, the promoter, is telling him like, oh, this is you're not in Kansas anymore, basically, he's saying, pray that you don't meet the harvester.
Yes. He will take you apart piece by piece. So that I was reading about that. That was a plot that got dropped.
Yep.
So this got rewritten. But can you imagine if like the end boss for 50 Cent as a person and a video game character was somebody who wanted to harvest parts of 50 Cent?
Well, no.
Making a nickel and a dime out of you.
Like, Gary, we're getting pretty close to making like the quintessential white person dad joke about 50 Cent's name.
Oh, about him being broken up into smaller change.
Right.
Yeah, I had a coworker who used to make the 50 Cent Nickelback joke like once every 2 weeks.
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ, Nathaniel.
I mean,
shut up.
By hat, I assume you mean you just kind of like push him in front of a bus, right?
No. He's a sweet kid, but he's very much a kid.
Yeah. Well, no, the harvester wants to make a new skull. Could you imagine what the skull of 50 Cent studded with diamonds would fetch?
50 Cent probably thought of that. Like, they were probably like, 50 Cent as creative consultant on this game, what is more valuable than a diamond crusted skull? And he like thought about it for no time and it was like, my skull but with diamonds.
He just fired back with it like it's a spinal reflex at this point.
Yeah, if you ask what is better than one thing, then 50 Cent is going to say some part of 50 Cent.
Right,
like, you know, you might want, you know, candy, but I'm gonna like that you lick the lollipop,
right,
until you get the sweet spot.
You know, doctor hits his knee with a rubber mallet and he says, put a jewel on it.
Yeah, exactly. And then shoots him in the face,
right,
with a shotgun.
Again, this is the fictional version. And
but I mean, there's some weird realness to that. As a guy, I was expecting, when we did this, when I started looking into him, because I had kind of heard some like rumblings about like bad things about 50 Cent, I was kind of expecting him to be, you know, beat up some ladies, and not because he's a rapper, but because in somewhere in my mind I thought maybe I had read something like that. I was kind of surprised. There's like a couple of chart, like, I guess this doesn't make it fine, but there's only a couple of minor kind of instances of that in his Wikipedia.
Yeah, I mean, like, he lived a life like, and again, most,
oh yeah,
so I am like any 30-year-old white person, most of what I know about rap culture or hip-hop culture came from Chappelle's show 15 years ago. But sure. 50 Cent, like, he lived a life. Like, his whole claim to fame when he broke on the scene with his mixtapes was the fact that he was shot 9 times and survived,
right?
Yeah,
right. So, and like, before that, he was like straight up slinging rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he weirdly became this, like, he's like, I was reading his thing and I was like, this is the kind of person I would respect if I respected businessmen. Like, as is, it's like, I have no respect for business acumen. I don't think it's a skill that makes you a good person.
Right.
I don't like it, but he had just his, like, he was really good at just like putting his name on stuff and marketing it.
Yeah.
And that's why there's like 50 Cent everything.
It's empire business, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And I was also expecting, since he was part of the like Dr. Dre Eminem thing, I was expecting to like the songs more,
mm-hmm,
than I did, because like back in, yeah, you know, this is so goddamn white, but like back in the you know, the mid-90s and stuff, like I like the Chronic.
Yeah,
that's a great album.
It was so hard not to.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really catchy and good.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, and like the first couple Eminem albums I liked, even, or the first one at the very least, and I was expecting those kind of hooks.
Yeah,
and then even in the wiki, he even talks about like being taught to write hooks later in his career. Like, his first, mm-hmm, album was not strong about it, and then he got better at it, which I would agree.
Yeah. And, you know, and so like when I look at, you know, the Chronic or Eminem, I think like, okay, I want something that's like melodic, has a hook, and then just like is really, really impressive with like the rhyme or the flow. Again, super, super white. But again, looking at this, and like 50 Cent is mostly beat and shouting. Is what it feels like. And I did the same thing. I tried pulling stuff up. Like even his recent stuff isn't as hokey as I want it to be, but I'll, you know, just again, you know, vibrant living art form that is incredibly diverse. And also
we should probably come up with an acronym for that before we get to like, you know, VLAF.
Vibrant living art form.
VLAF.
Yeah. VLAF.
Yeah. Just say VLAF. Yeah. The, yeah, I for me, like when I get into rap, it's pretty hooky, and his flow is like is really relaxed and stuff. And there are people who like it a lot. Yeah. I just found the songs really Teflon.
Yeah,
like I'd heard Candy Shop before, and I'd heard In the Club and I'm Alive and stuff, and they just don't stick with me very well.
So this is also a time where our age difference probably makes a difference for us, because like it was impossible to escape 50 Cent when I was in high school.
Oh, I believe it.
I mean, just like even at prom, like heavily censored versions of In the Club, like just like playing Homecoming and prom. It was just like, it was everywhere.
Candy Shop was the theme of my prom, actually. So
that was more like a Sammy Davis Jr. kind of thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, because I'm 70 years old. Yep. Yeah, it was more the Candy Man. It wasn't so much about licking the lollipop and increasing teen pregnancy, like face pregnancy.
It was face pregnancy?
Yeah, that's what happens when you lick the lollipop until you get to the sweet spot.
Yeah, we're going to make a throat baby.
Yeah, exactly. Throat baby's face pregnancy. Yeah. Going to town on some dude's skull. Like, just, you know,
diamonds optional. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a metaphor for skullgasm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, man, I wish skullgasm was a line read in this.
we're going to give him a skullgasm.
Look out, Fitty. I'm going to get a skullgasm.
let me see here. So soft toy hobby skullgasm appears to be a silicone skull that has tits instead of eyes.
Ah, no.
Gary, don't look at your Slack, because it's a coming.
The Nazi frog kind of has tits for his eyes. that everybody likes now. He's got those like those bulgy tit eyes.
Oh man.
That for some reason the Oculus guy is funding.
Yep. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I mean, we should save that for a slower episode.
Yeah, we really should. Oh, that's a.
Oh, I hate this skull.
It's my least favorite thing.
It's like I wished on a monkey's paw. Like, can you put together two of my favorite
skulls
things?
Skulls and breath, do you?
Yeah.
It appears that.
You look at the other side, there's a chicken wing.
And it appears that on Twitter at Skullgasm, I can't determine what this person is all about, but their banner happens to be a Team Instinct logo. Oh, okay. So okay,
oh, good. I'm back on board.
but Skullgasm, something about throat babies, back to 50 Cent, the hooks, the music in this wasn't as good as we expected it to be.
I was really hoping for more. Like the gameplay and the actual concept. But the music is still kind of like fits. It just kind of I couldn't repeat any of it. It's not very catchy.
No, and one of the songs just appeared to be the N-word over and over again. And again, sure. I sound like a Fox News commentator, but that kind of stuck out to me. It was kind of in a catchy cadence.
Yeah. Well, it's a catchy word, Cole, let's be honest.
What's that?
I said it's a catchy word, Cole, let's be honest. That's just not. I'm just the But there is, I mean, that's a whole thing too, is that like, there's no, you know, there's no ethical consumption under capitalism anyway, but like the, you know, several people I know who are big rap fans have to kind of deal with the idea of,
yeah,
how do I deal with the kind of just general foulness of these lyrics, like how hateful and gross this whole thing is.
Yeah.
Which definitely happens. Like there's, you know,
so,
I mean, at least like Candy Shop seems to be like pretty concerned with the lady's pleasure. I'm reading the lyrics now and it does seem like, you know,
it's pretty,
he seems like a gentle lover.
It's pretty forward shop. in terms of prioritizing hers.
Oh, sure. I mean, she gets to lick the lollipop, which is great, but then there's this whole section about like something about a tea kettle and hitting the spot. There's a lot of G-spot like stuff here. Getting wet. bubble in the bottle is gone. Like, there's probably, you know, everybody's getting their orgasms when 50 Cent is in town, which is good. Because if you don't have an orgasm, he'll fucking shoot you in the face with a shotgun.
Or at least that's what he would like you to think and think about what that says.
Like, listen, if you do not gratify this, and then this, his buddy is right next to him while he's boning down and just tosses him a shotgun.
DJ Woo Boy, cast me my gat.
Yeah, like, this lady didn't enjoy the lollipop. So,
oh man,
take her to the candy shop in the sky.
Whew, oh god, now I'm sad. Man, we're only like 10 minutes into this game, Gary.
Oh yeah,
because things go like full Black Hawk Down once I leave the club, and then this this woman steals the skull.
Yeah, some international like acrobatic jewel, like Ada Wong.
Catherine Zeta Jones from Entrapment. You know, laser dances in and takes the skull.
Yeah, and then the best thing about what makes it so good is just the lack of any discussion or hesitation. Mm-hmm. Like, the man of actionness of 50 Cent is what makes it so good.
Yeah,
where he's just like, he's like, no, like, let's do it. Like, there's no question. It's not like, hey man, like, what is it? Like, maybe we lost this one. Like, this is the last show on the tour. We made a lot of other money. Like, maybe we've got enough money and like, this is okay. But there's just no question. Like, this will not be brooked.
But Gary, you let one slip, people going to think you a bitch.
I think that might be like, that would be, if God willing, we ever get to discuss this with 50 Cent. I feel like that might be what he says. What side of the divide is 50 Cent? Because I want to put him on the side of evil because of how frightening and his disregard for human life, but I'm scared to, in case he thinks it's a slight.
Right. So,
and he's a powerful asset. Like, Jesus Christ,
he really is. And I think that he would probably be, I mean, let's face it, he's going to be an expensive asset on the force of good.
Oh, that's 100% true. Like, but I don't know if we can afford it.
But I mean, it's Ragnarok times. Like, what are we going to have left if we don't spend it? Okay,
that's true. We can't take it with us.
Right. And so I think that as long as we keep 50 happy.
That's so demanding. what if we pried out Wuffo's skull and crusted it with diamonds?
Ah, shit. I mean, it could be pretty much any skull. We could tell, like, there's nothing saying this isn't like a Halloween star skull with some cubic zirconia in it, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's just like Fitty's wealth star.
Like, he just believes this guy's story. It could be a Halloween prop for all we know.
How many times do you think that happened to Fitty before now he's just like super gun shy about it? Like, I mean, again, fictional Fitty. He's obviously a smart man in real life, but like, this character that is created in the game, like, again, he's probably just constantly getting costume jewelry.
This character that is synonymous with him that he wants us to believe he is on some
level. Exactly. Aspirational character he's created. This Patronus for himself that he's made. Oh, God, Fitty.
Yeah. And so, like, this begins a warpath of betrayals and like shooting down helicopters. Like, 50 Cent has declared a fatwa on helicopters.
You shoot down helicopters in this game. Like, 50 Cent, if you want to see 50 Cent like with this kind of expression of content, boredom on his face, like reload a rocket launcher, this is the game for you.
Yeah. And so
it happened.
This has like the same appeal, like the cousins in Breaking Bad were so good, and the thing that was great about the cousins was everything was so blasé to them.
Yes.
Like, you know, if we take the banality of
violence, like the banality of
right. Yeah. So if we take the fact that, you know, everything is just so sleepily delivered, there was a great review line. I forget who said it, but it's like all the line deliveries are like people were trying to catch a plane.
I think it's Jeff Gerstmann.
Yeah.
Who said that? Yeah. That is really good.
It's super apt. If we take that to be like they're over it.
Yeah,
like this is not his first rodeo.
No, this is literally par for the course. Like, every once in a while he doesn't have to deal with this shit, but most of the time he does. I think that the line deliveries, I wouldn't want them to be enthusiastic. Like, the fact that it is exact, like, this surreal, I am still on board for.
Yeah,
a 50 Cent who cared about killing the sons and fathers of this Middle Eastern country is not the 50 Cent I want to play as. This is a power fantasy that I want to actively engage in the immorality and grenade proofedness of probably my like 70th favorite rapper. So
I don't want the 50 Cent blood on the sand version of Spec Ops the Line,
even though that would be, how amazing would that be if this literally turned into a like an examination of what it is to be 50 Cent, but like a criticism of him. Like, I want to do a ROM hack where it turns into Spec Ops, more or less. Like, listen, Curtis, there were 70,000 people alive in this country yesterday, and what have you brought them?
Well, no, what I want is a version of this that slightly gets more banal over time. Like, eventually, like, you know, he hijacks a plane to get back to the States, and oh no, they're coming after him. But then, like, somebody walks up to him with a clipboard and says, like, hey, we need to approve the new points on the back end. And then, like, eventually it just turns into full-on, like, Wall Street Kid version.
Oh, like, but you want 50 Cent manager.
Yeah.
You want 50 Cent tycoon.
Yeah, like, I want it to be, like, what he thinks of himself in his dreams, and then, like, the slow transition into just, like, what it actually is. Like, basically, I want Blood on the Sand frog factions.
Yeah,
frog fractions.
Great. Yeah, not frog factions.
No, that's the RTS. The gym is developing. Different. Yeah,
I would be super down for that. But just as a commentary, like just as a weird twist that was kind of like,
yeah,
maybe it's not. Maybe 50 Cent. Maybe I'm not doing a great job. Like with all this murdering that I'm doing in my brain, all the hatred in my heart.
Yeah. Or even just to put the lie to the fact that like fucking Dr. Dre is an Apple executive.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. It is such an interesting, like when I was reading the Wikipedia entry for 50 Cent, and was reading about the beef section, it's so. It's such like little kids playing war in school until all of a sudden someone dies.
Yeah.
It's like there's all this like real kind of what I would consider to be kind of immature. Like he broke up with one of his friends because his friend wouldn't join him in this beef, you know? And it was just like, you know, hey, hate this other rapper with me.
Yeah.
Like, I think that rapper's pretty good. I like him. Mm-hmm. And then it was just like, nope, you know, like we're not friends anymore. And it was like, okay, this is kind of silly. And they're just drawing arbitrary lines until like, yeah, after my friend tried to get into the club with his crew, he got shot.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I had him shot for not liking for liking another rapper that I disliked.
Yeah.
Like it is like the game by no means makes sense to me. And like I'm on my second watch of The Wire. Like it doesn't I still can't make sense of it. It still seems like at turns the most childish life or death thing that I can think of.
Right.
You know, like, I mean, I mean that like not in a bad way. Like, I mean, way that dismisses like entire culture. But is there any other way to think of this kind of like murdering each other over arbitrary, like not thinking each other's music is good? Is there a defense for that?
It shows up in a bunch of different forms in a bunch of different other places. Like, you know, equally successful people who were in business will just fucking burn somebody's livelihood down and make sure they starve. Like, you know, it ultimately all boils down to, you know, pride and hubris in some form or another. This one just happens to be very theatrically, you know, violent. Yes. You know,
and I'm not down for that either. Like, you know, I'm very much on the record as hating that.
Yeah.
So like, it's, you know, this is just seems like that. It doesn't seem cooler or better or more respectable than that. No,
it doesn't feel more real.
Yeah. Yeah. More like justified.
Yeah.
It
all looks like pro wrestling to me. And you know, like what you said, like, oh, it feels super silly until somebody dies. it maps one to one with that.
Yeah, and then except pro wrestling, like somebody dies every once in a while.
Yeah, people die accidentally.
Yeah, it's exactly. No one's trying to murder each other in football.
Yeah,
you know, and until they actually do it.
Yeah,
it is like kind of generally troubling. You know, like as much as this guy is not the worst person in this culture, as far as like, you know, he's not Chris Brown, but he's still, you know, he's still like kind of, you know, carries around a gun and in case he needs to shoot somebody whose music he doesn't really like that much.
Yeah,
you know, because as far as I can tell, like it's a lot of like just you're not very good.
Yeah,
is how these beefs start. Like, you know, like somebody will make a song that's like, this person's not a very good rapper.
Yeah,
and then, you know, the other person will try, you know, escalate and then shoot that person for writing a song.
Well, then you have like Norwegian black metal artists who will fucking, you know, set fire to somebody's house and then, you know, devour their corpse,
give each other's people ears and stuff, which that shit's amazing too. Like that's also, I'm not saying that's better, it's also
no, it's also
horrible as hell. Like but have you ever seen the documentary about that?
Oh, it's fascinating.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah,
I love that stuff.
Yeah.
I love that, like the documentary, because there's that one weird little seed of a point where like they're burning down a bunch of churches and like I don't know how genuine they are, but the reason they're saying like, hey, you know what, before Christianity came here, like we had a religion. You know, like there is a Norse religion that was a thing. And like, I don't know, again, I don't know how genuine they're being about it, but like,
it's so hard to tell. Like, it,
kind of reacting against the like imperialistic kind of side of Christianity is something I'm generally okay with. You know, like I don't think I'm not super into missionaries, you know, or like this kind of idea that like, oh, these people have a religion.
Mm-hmm.
Let's come in and do a lot of good works for them, which is the good part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but also try to get them to be on board with our religion. Like the evangelical part of it, I think, is kind of gross.
Yeah. The free Disney tickets are good. The timeshare pitch is bad.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And the free Disney tickets in this case is sometimes like running water.
Yeah.
So it's super hard. I really want that Disney ticket. Yeah.
Yeah. And
I really want that Disney ticket, and I'll give up a lot for running water.
Yep. And you know, like we can sit through it and still have our own stuff at the end. Like I know plenty of people who've gone and done like missionary works. God, Gary, we've gone from rap to religion.
This is gonna be a really popular episode.
Oh man, but people have already paid for it. No, I know a lot of people who've gone.
they could come to our house with a fucking shotgun.
No, I'm not saying that to be cavalier, but usually it's the randos and the drive-bys. No, but like I know lots of people who do missionary work, and I've talked to them about that and raised that concern. They're like, man, it's really just about making sure people in Haiti have fucking roofs over their heads.
Yeah.
Like we'll build it. Like honestly, it's like we're gonna build the church, and if they want to come, they can come. But like, there's no pressure. We're just here to put roofs.
Yeah, and like I'm into that.
Yeah,
like there's you know I think that's wonderful. Yeah. That's a really great use of time. But
how far did you get, Gary?
Not very far because of time.
Yeah,
stuff. I got back from a wedding this week, and then just kind of have been up against the wall.
Yeah.
Getting things done. So I played for maybe 40 minutes, like the third mission or so, and nothing really crazy plot happened. It was just kind of like, I think I was on my way to meet the guns dealer. When I had to stop.
Yeah.
So
it's so nothing crazy plot wise does happen. It is just a bunch of double crosses. I think eventually like it is like a good old boy, like army vet who ends up being the ultimate bad guy. Which is pretty funny. My favorite thing about this game, and the thing that I wish more games would take from it, is just the incredible feedback loop that it has. Because this doesn't just have like missions, it has micro missions, it has femto missions in what it does. Like there will be like, okay, like there will be an on-screen prompt that says like, kill the grenadier on the roof, and then if you can do it within a certain amount of time, you kill them on the roof. And this was like well before Bulletstorm, like, you know, executed correctly, this is like Stuntman the Shooter.
It's very arcadey.
Yeah,
so it's like that's the secret to it, is it's like it's less realistic and more arcadey, even down to the has the kind of feedback of a Sega game.
Yeah,
like the kind of sound effects and bright, and when you go into Gangster Vision which gives you
a gangster flame.
Gangster flame to get bullet time.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like a Sega game to me.
Yeah,
like that kind of thing. The GameFAQs gold here is pretty like fairly straight up.
It's what you would expect, especially for a game about a rapper. Like there's a lot of like shitty racism on the boards.
Yeah and then like weird like fake concern, you know, this game is racist, or of course those liberals would say that.
The reviews
are really wildly disparate, because I think there are people who kind of get it and people who don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who are just like, oh, this, why would I play this instead of Mercenaries 2, you know, or like, that's not an open world game, but just trying to think of a, you know, more, why would I play this instead of Gears of War?
Right.
Other than the fact that you can look at it. I love there's two reviews like that are next to each other that I like, where one person says the second game starring 50 Cent is great. And the second next review under that says 50 Cent's second game leaves much to be desired, which just says like, it sounds like message board posts, but they're just titles of reviews.
Yep.
But there's just not very much GameFAQs gold here. There's a lot of, and again, whenever we get something that's famously bad, like your Dr. Jekyll's Mr. Hyde or something, there's a lot of like people aping AVGN.
Yeah. They're like, there's a lot of people, kind of cargo culting.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
One of the best, when I was reading the TV Tropes entry, I really like, some Let's Player made this joke. So I don't remember who it is, but it's not an original, where they're saying when they made this game, they must have thought that, 50 Cent bulletproof was not 50 Cent colon bulletproof, but just one sentence. And they took that 50 Cent bulletproof and then just made that the premise for this game, because you can famously take three rockets to the face in this game and survive. Yep. Much like 50 Cent, which is the equivalent of like nine millimeter bullets, I guess.
So what's crazy about this, and to that point, this is not like a Gears of War style, like you get shot and then you go crouch behind cover and then wait for the screen to not be red. This, like, mm-hmm. there's a health bar in this.
Yeah.
But it is so absurdly long or so absurdly dense that it never becomes an issue. It really doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah. It's two bars. And I was really worried because I was like, how do you get back health? You know, but then I realized I was playing it wrong because I've been playing a lot of Resident Evil 4. Mm-hmm. So I was playing it as this kind of stop and pop thing. But then I watched a Let's Play of it to prepare for this because I didn't have time to play more. But I watched a little bit of somebody else play it. And you actually just need to be up in the action.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty consistently. Yeah.
And like the system actually like rewards that. Like there is a definite kill streak kind of thing going on. Like there's a timer between kills to make sure that like you are killing people in order to get like point multipliers and stuff like that.
At
like,
the this rate is... at which 50 Cent would in this situation.
Of course. But this is Bulletstorm 2 years before Bulletstorm came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's great.
Yeah.
There's like I will probably play this for pleasure. on my own.
Yeah, this is one of those like modern system games where like we bought it so we could cover it for the show. I'm very happy that I have it. It might not leave my PS3 for a while. And I'm super happy that I have this, whereas I'm kind of looking for ways to get rid of Duke Nukem Forever or Shadowrun.
Yeah, which will never happen. You'll always own those. Yeah, no, this is I'm happy to have this in my collection. Like Me too. Is very like it feels like Boy, I don't know if I can say. So, you know, we talked on the show before about like the intersection between like hip hop culture and ego. Mm-hmm. Something I have a conflicting feelings about.
Right.
You know, like I understand the knee jerk reaction that, oh, if anybody like talks about a rapper being egotistical, that's probably just code for them being racist.
See any conversation about Kanye West.
Exactly. And it's like, I don't necessarily think that, I think that you can be kind of put off by egotism. And not be racist. I think those two ideas are not mutually exclusive to it. To my mind, though, the part of, you know, there's that old Onion headline where it's like some rappers might have inflated senses of self-worth. And it's Snoop Dogg sitting on like a throne of golden skulls surrounded by golden dogs and models and stuff. And it's like there is something to that, right? It's part of the culture.
Yeah.
To my mind, that part of it, I've always kind of thought, you know, at best is a little bit distasteful. I don't have a hatred for it. I'm not like a Facebook uncle, but I've always thought that's a little bit distasteful, mm-hmm. right? Like, you know, it doesn't seem to be a, you know, I don't, it's marketing, you know, and like, I don't like marketing in any form, mm-hmm. but when it results in something like this, I am so overjoyed mm-hmm. that I wouldn't like trade one for the other.
Yeah.
Right. Like this makes all of that worth it when it can be so audaciously like egotistical as to be like, no, I'm a one man army. Like there's like, I'm going to make a game where I just get to literally be like Rambo.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it like, so this exists as a superposition of itself, both as an incredibly straight laced, like, yeah, this is how I want the world to see me, but also a self satire. Like at any one point, if it fails to be one, it immediately stabs to be the other.
And it plays it straight 100%.
Right.
You know, like there are a couple of like lines your little sidekick will have that are pretty funny that feel like a little bit on the nose, you know, like he's commenting on it, but at no point part of that delivery. And at no point does 50 Cent like, you know, comment on it or recognize that it's, you know, things are going that way. So well done, 50 Cent.
Yeah.
Like this is, you know, this is significantly better than Super Chingy Galaxy. Yeah.
Is it a chingy?
I think it is chingy. Okay. I just think saying it chingy is funny.
It's pretty funny. there's one small nugget of Game Facts School that I want to bring here. I don't even care if it's a joke. The topic is not a likable character. And this is by Hensler 3. I'm watching an LP of this, and thus far 50 Cent is not a lovable character, and all he cares about is that damn skull.
That's a very good joke if that's a joke.
Yep. Like, and if it's not,
maybe if you, I didn't stop to think about this, but that kind of made it make sense for me. Maybe 50 Cent is not into this for wealth. Maybe he's just as into skulls as we are. Like what if 50 Cent is just into, like, he doesn't care that there's diamonds into it. He's just in it for the skeleton factor.
Oh, Gary.
And this is literally like this is like Shaq's dark uncle who is also part of our undead family.
Right. Gary, let's clear out another.
Get lit or die crying. Yes.
Get lit or die crying. Oh, Gary, let's clear out another half hour for this, because you have just found a new, not just a rich vein, but a new country for us to inhabit.
Do we do a two-parter?
Yeah. Okay, so tune in next month.
Yeah. For us to talk about get lit or die trying.
Oh, Gary. Oh, wow.
Yay. I like that too, because it's literally true. Like that's in the second edition, like all the spells and things that make you a lich. That's literally what happens.
Yep.
You roll 10% or less.
There's evidence to support it.
It doesn't work.
That has to be it. We can't do any more. Like,
well, we can at the very least, like, hopefully people who are listening to it pick up on it and it can be a postcard or something.
Yeah.
But if I think of him as a skeleton enthusiast, it makes me reframe this entire game.
Oh yeah.
Like when I play it, I'm gonna start over from the beginning and just think of him as being into it for the Halloween spook factor.
So like, the other angle that you could take, so the game ends with him leaving the woman for dead. Like, you know, she tried to betray him for one last time, but he pulls away in his Humvee with his crew. And he has the skull kind of like sitting on sitting on his dashboard, and there's like a cigar in the mouth, which is pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
The way that I wished it would end is like, okay, you know, they get away, and then we just see like 50 like talking directly into the skull, looking into its eyes and saying, yes, my ancestor, you can finally be at rest.
Exactly. Because the skull is 50 Cent. It's like an inside situation. And he's controlling the what we know is the 50 Cent, the flesh golem.
Okay.
That is 50 Cent, shit, to go rescue himself. It's just like inside spoilers.
Oh, no, but by which you mean that Pixar movie, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, 50 Cent represents, like, thirst, I guess.
Anger.
Anger, angry, horny. Yeah, we used to play that in kindergarten. You walk around, just anger,
sex, horny. Anger. Okay. That's the Grey Duck version of Duck Goose.
Anywho. So thanks, everybody, for voting for this.
Yeah, because... you know, and so occasionally we get these ones where we know, like, it's obvious what the winner's going to be.
Yeah. And it's also, this is like a real softball for us. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's so much to talk about here that it's not. I mean, we didn't get to all of it.
No.
Like, he has two film production companies, one of which produced a film called 50 Cent, The New Breed, which is very close to The New Batch, which I really hope is a bunch of 50 Cents to get, like, different powers. Like, here's a bat 50 Cent. Here's an electric 50 Cent. 50 Cent. Here's a plant 50 Cent. Like, here's a girl 50 Cent. Like, 50 loonies, I guess, or I don't know. But the 50
loonies. Wait, Gary, do you think that Canada is some Amazon, like, some kind of, like, Arctic Amazonian nation?
I just think it's the girl version of the United States, I guess.
Okay.
It's like the more sensible, more feminine version of the United States.
Okay, yeah.
But anyway, like, there's even stuff we didn't talk about. So it's this was so rich that, like, I don't know, this was a gift.
Yep. So this was suggested by Sam Bear and by Gerald.
Thanks, guys.
Oh man, I just my face hurts from smiling. You know it's been good.
Yeah, this has been fun. It's a good game. Cole said, you already bought this. If you're hearing it, so you're either a patron at $6 a month, or you've paid the premium fee to get it. So thank you very much for supporting it. Thanks for letting us do this extra show a month, which I think we probably would have got this eventually one way or another, but I'm glad that we got to it when we did.
Yeah. Me too. This has been a fantastic like palate cleanser. Sounds like the wrong kind of thing, but occasionally, you know, sometimes there's a game, you know. Sometimes there's a game, and we're so appreciative that you all stick around and listen and support us and help us do, I mean, more of this kind of shit, whatever this is.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, until next time, who is Nate Dogg?
Answer me honestly. Answer me honestly. When did you think of that? When did you think
of that? Just now. I read his Wikipedia. I had a shift at work today, so I had a lot of time to prepare for this.
Okay.
So I read the 50 Cent Wikipedia entry front to back.
Okay.
A good 4,000 words or something like that. So I knew that he had done a song with a
I wish dog. I wish that you hadn't. I really wish that you hadn't corrected 50 Cent brand plutonium.
Oh, yeah.
Because that is so much more decadent than platinum.
It'd be really because then you could get 50 nuked. you could derive your energy from 50 Cent.
Yeah.
Like 50 Cent branded electricity, and eventually it's just 50 Cent branded sunlight, 50 Cent branded heat. Just concepts. Here's the number 4 brought to you by 50 Cent.
Counterintuitively.
Yeah, here's my own shade of red that you could wear. It just eventually here's my own take on time. Eventually it just keeps zooming out until eventually he is literally all things. We just reveal that we live in the Fittyverse. the Willennium was one thing, but the 50 century is totally different. The 50 century.
You're killing me.